Podcast, all about trailers. Two hosts who have no idea what the fuck they are doing.
Anthony, what trailer is this?
Oh man, I am so hype right now.
Where's my beer?
What the trailer?
Coming soon to your ears, right now.
This is What the Trailer Podcast. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is a podcast where two friends get together once a week and talk about movie, video game, and TV trailers. Yay!
Yes! All of the good things.
All of the good things. And even though we're in a pandemic, we are not ever short of trailers. There's like a trailer coming out every single day, I swear.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, I was just kind of looking at some today and saw a couple that we just threw in here and saw one right before we started recording that I'm excited to watch a little later, maybe in a future episode.
Yeah, the reason why I know like so many trailers are coming out is because I run our Twitter feed at Trailer What, if you want to follow us. And if I wake up early enough, I will retweet trailers that just popped up on our Twitter feed. So if you ever want to know about new trailers that are happening, just subscribe to our Twitter feed and you'll know about all of them. So they're kind of like jumbled in my brain because I've been watching a lot of them. And I do apologize, this past week I have been very quiet on Twitter. I'm not engaging as much because, yeah, with work and some other family things, I'm kind of like not there. So I'm there, but I'm not there. So
that's okay. No one's gonna get mad.
No, they're not. It's just I know I've been absent. I've been absent on the Instagram too, but yeah, I'm working on it.
Well, and I need to get a little more active on it too. I'm just really bad at social media in general. I probably tweet like once every other week.
Yeah.
But I should get better about that too, especially on the days that you're working and I'm not. If I get up early enough, I see some trailers. So I'll be at work and I'll see like all these things going up. And I was like, why is my Twitter Oh, it's for What the Trailer. Yeah. Cassie's
We're getting a little bit popular. Just a little bit.
Which is great. I love it. I might have to turn off notifications because I hate getting 30,000 of them every day. But it's so nice to see. So I also love it very much.
And if you are new to this podcast, we publish every Tuesday. So it is hashtag Trailer Tuesday for us, where we send out an episode about either comparing trailers, new trailers, talking about our favorite movies and going back to the trailers, anything trailers. Like I said, it's called What the Trailer. Have I said trailer enough? You get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't necessarily talk about them, but if someone out there really wanted to, I'd do some research into some trailer park trailers camping trailers. But like you said, mostly cinema, TV, and video games is what we're here for.
Yeah. So a little recap from our last episode. Our last episode was the Cornetto trilogy, and wow, you guys really loved it. I mean, we're only 2 days away from when we published it while we're recording this, and our phones have been blowing up with notifications. So thank you for the love and the downloads.
It really warmed my heart that so many people were potentially interested in Edgar Wright films or were fans of it already. It was kind of cool. I don't know a lot of people in real life that are, so much love.
And like every episode, I've been trying to do this for the past like 5 episodes where we're having a question of the episode. I don't think I outright asked it in the last episode. I brought it to Twitter and I asked which Edgar Wright film is your favorite and why. On Twitter at Trailer What, like I said before, we got quite a few responses. Mostly GIFs, but we got a lot.
GIF is a response, I suppose.
Yeah, so Mark Andrews, who's a friend of mine both on my Disney account and What the Trailer, he gave three responses. They were all GIFs, and they were all three of the Cornetto trilogy movies.
Oh, nice. Was it one for each film?
Yes, one for each film.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Awesome. I love it so much. Mark, you're my hero.
So the Paul and Griff Show tagged the Awfully Irish podcast into looking at our episode and looking at this question, and they kind of blew up our notifications listening to our podcast. They said that they would definitely check this one out. Let's see, what did they say? They said, I think Hot Fuzz will always hold a special place in my heart as I watched it as a hangover cure.
Oh.
Yeah.
For the greater good, I suppose.
Yes, for the greater good.
That's a Hot Fuzz reference.
They also said, love this trilogy, must check this episode out. Jeff, definitely checking this out. And currently listening, keep up the great work. Just, we got a lot of love from them. Red's Ramblings podcast, they said, Baby Driver, hands down, the way we make the scene... The way he makes the scenes work around the music, not adding the music after the scenes. Magical.
Yes. I would agree with that. And I think we discussed that a little bit as well.
Chance Whitmore said, Hot Fuzz. It does an amazing job of
satirizing. Wow, that's a hard word.
Yeah. Satirizing action films cleverly while still developing some fun characters.
Yeah, I do love Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. So those were our answers to the questions of the episode. So wait until the end of the episode after our bunch of ramblings to listen to our next question of the episode. And if you respond back to us, whether on Instagram or Twitter, we will shout it out to you in the next episode. If you do respond to our questions late, we will still bring it up. There is no late for us. We'll save it and bring it up in the next episode that we got it from. But yeah, let's get on with this episode. This is the now episode. So this episode, by popular demand, because I mentioned before that I did a poll on Twitter asking what type of episodes do you like from us, and our poll said that you guys want to hear more new trailer episodes. We've only done one before, and so we've decided that we're going to do a new trailer episode once a month. We're scheduling now.
Yeah, once a month.
So yeah, we gathered how many? Six new trailers that happened in the past week or 2 weeks. From the date that this has been published, and we're going to talk about them. We have two from TV series, three from movies, and only one from game, because we think that you guys don't like the gaming episodes.
Which makes me sad, but I understand.
So we're pulling the reins back on the games for a little bit.
Yeah, the one that I mentioned right before we started recording was a video game teaser that I just happened to catch out of the corner of my eye. But we'll keep that for a future episode.
Yeah. Whenever you guys like game trailers again.
Yeah, I mean, come on, is it just during E3 or what? Let us know. So we can... I guess that would be a lot for one episode.
Yeah.
But anyways, I digress.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty and pop our tops, here's a word from a promo.
Hey, this is Josh.
And I'm Rob.
And we are from the Diznoids podcast. Join us each week as we try to keep our random ramblings in check.
That's right. Dive into our cauldron with the sweetness of recipes, from theme parks to movies to music to comics to any and everything we can talk about.
Our jibber-jabber knows no boundaries, but our expertise in these fields will be sure to make your ear holes smile.
That's right. Follow us each week with our episodic adventures with a side of sarcasm to lead us through the magical forest of pop culture.
You can find us where all podcasts are found. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Podbean, and even on Facebook. Just search The Diznoids.
That's right, my wonderful, wonderful friends. As always, stay metal-y.
And we're back. Thank you for the promo, guys. So we're going into our next segment where we have a drink of the night. So Anthony, what are you drinking?
Drink of the night! I am drinking a Hat Trick Hop IPA that's brewed at the Tamarack Brewing here in Kalispell. Ooh, one of my favorites. Gonna pour it into my brand new mug.
Because that's how. Share on Instagram.
Oh no, too much, too much! Oh god!
Technical difficulties over here.
Here we go. I love it so much. It's one of my favorites.
So I am going to be a good girl tonight due to reasons, and I am drinking a Mountain Dew by the Pepsi Company.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Who doesn't love a good Mountain Dew every now and then?
Yeah. I save soda for like once every 6 months, so this is a treat for me. Okay.
Yeah, there's occasionally a special flavor of Mountain Dew that'll come out called Game Fuel.
Oh, Game Fuel.
Yeah, comes out like a big AAA title. I think the last one I remember coming out with was some sort of Call of Duty, and I always stock up on it because, you know, it's very rare that it comes out. But it's crazy. It's like 120 something milligrams of caffeine per can.
Dear Lord.
Absolutely absurd.
Drink that like water. It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Livewire is the best flavor, but Game Fuel is such a treat that
I gotta say Baja Blast is the best flavor.
Yeah, I guess. I'm a bigger fan of orange soda than tropical flavors, though.
But I guess there's a new flavor out right now that people are talking about called the Voodoo Dew, or I may have said that wrong, but apparently it tastes like Skittles, so anybody out there that wants Skittle Mountain Dew?
Skittle Mountain Dew. There was one, I think it was last Christmas, maybe it was Pepsi, not Mountain Dew. It was like cinnamon flavored, and I was like, that sounds horrible, and I bought one, and I was like, that actually was pretty good.
My favorite soda of all time is the cherry vanilla Coke. And I don't even like Coke, but...
Yeah, cherry vanilla is good. I had a friend of mine that would drink it all the time, the vanilla cherry Coke. My favorite soda pop that I've ever had in my entire life would have to be a little ditty called Inca Kola, which is... made and produced in Peru, where my mother is from. So whenever we had family that would visit from Peru, or we had family go down and visit in Peru, they'd always come back with Inca Kola. And it's essentially just cream soda, but it is just a titch better than just regular cream soda.
Probably like
a banana. like a banana-y flavor to it, but without it being too artificially banana. I don't know. I think you can order online. Maybe one of these days I'll throw down for a 6-pack and I'll share.
Okay.
Do a giveaway or something.
Sounds good.
Anyways, all right, this is a movie. It's a trailer podcast, not a soda podcast.
We kind of went down a rabbit hole. We're sorry. Anyway, so we're watching 6 trailers today. The trailers are going to be The Mandalorian Season 2, Raised by Wolves, Dune, The Comeback Trail, Save Yourselves, and Hogwarts Legacy. So those are the trailers that we are going to be listening to. If you are new to this podcast, and I have to say this all the time because maybe people just don't realize what they're getting themselves into, we commentate and give our reactions to these trailers. Sometimes we haven't watched them, sometimes we already have, but we have the trailer playing in the background, the audio, that is, so you know exactly where we are in the trailer and what we are talking about. We will express what we are talking about as well, but all the links to the trailers are going to be in the show notes for you to watch later, or if you want to pause right now and watch them first and then come back and hear our commentary. So let's get right into it. In the first one, the one that we have been waiting for quite a while, The Mandalorian from Disney Plus.
Shablam! Yeah, I'm surprised that it's been so late since anything has dropped for it, because it comes out in October, right?
Yeah, but pandemic.
Yeah, but from what I heard, they had finished filming before everything happened.
Yeah, I think it was just post-production that they were dealing with.
Show me the recently got in some throat singing like metal bands, so that gets me hype every time.
You must reunite it with its own kind.
Also reminds me of my favorite part in Fallen Order. Right before you go into the arena, and they're just playing that like Mongolian throat singing.
Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
Just love the world building in this.
Yeah. You expect me to search the galaxy? And I love how everything is practical. Like, it's all, you can tell, like makeup and robotics.
Except for like Baby Yoda in some scenes, but he's mostly a puppet.
Yeah, and the wife and I had a huge debate about that during the first season, about whether or not it was CG'd or not. I was like, I don't think it is. I think it's just really good makeup. Maybe a little bit.
It's half and half.
Wherever I go, he goes.
Oh, yes. See, and that part's cute, but I think it's a little campy, and I'm not sure that I like it. But then you see him throw a rod through that dude's fucking heart, and you're like, alright, this is the way.
This is the way. So, this is a Disney Plus original. If you do not have Disney Plus or have not watched the first season, try to get that or know someone that has Disney Plus so they can share it with you, because it is a pretty good series. It's the Star Wars movies may have like kind of disappointed a bunch of us, but this one is like like we said before, really good world building, good practical effects like from the original trilogy. It's a good time, but we have talked about the first season before. Anthony wasn't so thrilled with it because it does do some side stories and doesn't stay on the full storyline the whole time.
Yeah, well, and it's not even that they spent some time doing side stories. It's just it was like a, what, 8-episode season?
Yeah.
And half, if not more than half, of those episodes had nothing to do with the story. Maybe it's, again, like you said, world building towards this season. We'll see some of those story arcs and characters come back. But I just felt like, especially with a show that released once a week like that, it was just kind of like, one week I'd be super excited, the next week I'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, going back and watching it from first episode to last, if it'll change my mind on it a little bit. But it was still very well done, and it was great. I hated how I felt personally like they just wasted some time.
I don't know, like, I get what you're saying, and I hope they don't do it again, and I hope that there's more than 8 episodes this time around, but it still got me hyped. Probably because of the fact that we had to wait a week. I've mentioned this before, that I didn't like the binge season thing that Netflix had going on, because I can never keep up with everyone. So yeah. I like the fact that we had to wait a week for the next episode, just like real TV, but with no commercials, you know? So we can, like, take our time with the new episode and then collaborate with our friends and be like, oh, did you see this? You know? And you're still on the same episode together.
Yeah, and having a conversation about that one specific episode and being able to hype yourself up leading up to the day of the new episode. I don't hate the one-week format. I just hate how, A, the season was so short, and B, I feel like they wasted most of the season on some of this stuff that was irrelevant to at least the first season. Again, maybe this season they'll bring some of that back. Maybe in future seasons it'll come back, and then it'll kind of pan out as like a series. So I don't know. I'm still very excited for it.
Yeah.
I've been counting down the days and waiting for this trailer to drop, so I'm very, very excited for that one.
So we do get a look at a new character. If you remember the hooded girl towards the beginning of this trailer, this is a WWE wrestler Sasha Banks. We don't know who she's playing, but there's rumors going around that she plays Sabine from Rebels.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be cool. There's also, like, some disappointment that there was no Rosario Dawson in this trailer because she was in talks of playing Ahsoka Tano.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what kind of species she is in the Star Wars galaxy, but she has the white lightsaber. I haven't watched the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
so.
I might get ostracized here for saying this if I'm incorrect, but I think she's Twi'lek?
Yeah, that I didn't want to say it wrong. I think you're right.
Whatever. Get at me on Twitter.
And then there's also the fact that there is a character, a newly loved character. Her actress is in not so good news right now as being transphobic. So yeah. We're going to have a lot of that talk today.
especially with the last trailer, I'm sure.
What's her name? Gina Carano, who plays Cara Dune in this series. She is in not so good look right now. And then there's also rumors that Pedro Pascal walked off the set and blah, blah, blah. Those rumors are false, by the way. I don't know where that came from, but...
What were they saying that he walked off the set for?
That some people were saying he was being a diva. Others were saying that he wasn't, like, feeling the director's point of view or something. Then he walked off and that he's not going to be in half of the series. But I think that's all false. Because as soon as this trailer dropped, he was one of the first ones to share this trailer. So if he was in bad blood with Disney at all, he would have said something because he's very outspoken.
And he doesn't, I mean, I don't know him personally, obviously, but in a few things that I've seen him in and like some interviews and stuff, he doesn't strike me as that type of person, but you never truly know someone.
Yeah.
So.
But those rumors were false. So.
Well, that's good. That makes me feel happy.
Yeah, so looking forward to this one. This would be fun. Can't wait. October 30th, right?
October 30th, the day before Halloween, my favorite holiday.
Woo! Full moon.
Oh, I saw that. That's going to be interesting.
I know, right? Like I'm going to go trick-or-treating or whatever, but...
Yeah, I mean, not that I don't have kids, but, you know, we live in a neighborhood where we do get a lot of trick-or-treaters usually, so it'll be interesting to see what happens this year.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
Yep. So the next one is a HBO Max original, I believe. It's called Raised by Wolves.
Yeah, I saw this trailer maybe like earlier this week or late last week. And I was like, how the fuck did I not hear about this? Because it's right up my alley. Ridley Scott, kind of like sci-fi thriller maybe even type of thing. And I was like, oh, it's on HBO, when's it coming out? And then there's like already 4 or 5 episodes out. So I feel real bad. This may not be so current, but it gave me chills.
Initiating trimester one.
These children.
What am I watching? Okay, so popped an amniotic sac?
So as it goes on, I think what's happening here is... that woman and this man, they are like androids, and they stole like some human babies in the middle of a war or something.
This is like Mother, but crossing the line.
Yeah, it seems, and it's got the dude from Vikings in it. I forget his name, but I loved him in that.
They believe that allowing androids to raise human children is a sin.
Oh my god. It's a sin. Everything's a sin.
Well, you notice that the those people that were carrying all that stuff, yeah, they got like the sun on them. It's very like Templar. esque, so you can tell there's going to be religion involved in this.
Yeah,
she's not an android.
Yes, she is.
I'm interested. Too bad I don't have HBO Max.
He needs to be with other humans.
I thought we were in sync, Father.
We've increasingly taken real excited impulses.
Once I start watching it, I'll let you know.
This just seems like a movie because they keep going back to the same scenes. I'm really interested. What the heck? Some Silver Surfer shit.
Yeah, that guy just, those fucking people get hit and their limbs just start like melting and exploding, and then she's popping people like grapes in that fucking hallway. Like I said, it's Ridley Scott, which is amazing. Amazing director and creator, and loved him ever since I saw Alien for the first time as a child. Yeah, fucking hell, I gotta start watching that.
Alright, so this is an HBO TV series. This came out on September 3rd of 2020. It's a weekly thing, just like Disney Plus. Is that right?
Oh, so it's only like 2 weeks ago. That's not as old as I thought it was going to be.
So they had 3 episodes come out on the first day. So they're on episode, and then 2 episodes on 10th, and then there's going to be 2 more episodes on the 17th. Which will already happen when this publish. So I think they're going to do 2 episodes per release date on Thursdays.
So pretty much releasing, because I imagine it's like an hour long, so releasing a movie every week.
Oh my gosh. No wonder, like, if you noticed from the trailer, they keep going back to the same scenes, so I'm wondering if they just took from the 3 episodes that you already had come out on that first day.
Well, it looked like there was some flashback scenes in there too, because like I said, they hint towards a war or something that happened between the humans and the androids.
They are 42 to 55 minutes long, typical for an HBO TV series. The first 2 episodes were directed by Ridley Scott, starring Amanda Collin, Abubakar Salim, Winter McGrath, Travis Fimmel, Nayam Algar, Jordan Longren, 2 androids, father and mother, tasked with raising human children on Kepler 22b after the Earth was destroyed by a great war.
Ah, so I did pick up on the war from the trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to tell. I don't know why I'm like, I'm amazing. But that's, I guess, just a testament to show how... Because, I mean, even if I could see a lot of that footage, like you're saying, it seemed like it was from the same thing. So I could see that being from, like you said, the first 2 or 3 episodes, and then not showing anything else that happens from the show in that trailer, which is pretty crazy, if that's true.
Yeah. But they probably don't want to get rid of, like, any kind of... spoiler point, because it just, like, watching that trailer, it kind of fit like a movie, because you can see the scenes playing out in front of you, and the fact that it's a TV series. I mean, towards the end of the trailer, we got a little bit more of a war-esque type of feel, so that's probably like future, but usually TV trailers like show like several scenes like back to back to back, and this one like ran like a movie trailer. You know?
Yeah. It definitely has that feeling of a movie trailer, which, like I said, pretty much every week they're releasing a movie. You know, an hour and a half, two-hour movie. So that's pretty cool. That just gets me more excited for it.
Alright, so we're gonna go on to our movie trailers now. The best part. I'm kidding.
Well, I was just going to say real quick, just another little teaser. I'm seeing another gameplay demo trailer thing for another game this next trailer page. I'm sure if you look to your right where they recommend stuff for you, it's about 4 or 5 down. You'll see it, know what I'm talking about. Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Oh, okay. We'll have to save that for another one.
Yeah, we could do that with the other one that I saw.
Yeah. All right, so on to Dune, that everybody, like, went crazy when this dropped on September 9th.
I've never seen the movie or read the books. I've only ever heard really, really good things. But after watching this trailer, I left work that day and stopped at Barnes & Noble's, and I bought the first three books.
Oh, wow.
So I have some reading to do.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I even showed this. I showed this to Destiny when we got home, and she was like, "What the fuck is this?" It's just like, "Well, the cast got me sold." It's like, "Yeah, it did."
I can't control it.
What did you see?
I don't watch the first one either, and I'm going into this blind.
Yeah, I was too. Essentially, like, I knew kind of. You often dream things that happen. What Dune was about, as you dream them. Very, very minimally. But this. Like I said, I went back to go skip a trick because I listened to some stuff on YouTube while I'm at work. And went to go skip the ad.
Oh, it's in the box.
And I walked back right around at this part and was like, what the fuck is this?
So do you think this type of movie will be the next trend? You can rule yourself?
How do you mean?
I'm guessing so far this is a dystopian future.
My father rules.
Oh, that is a handsome man. I'm sorry.
Yes, he is. God damn it, I love him so much.
He's getting a richer one.
Dystopian future type fantasy realm.
I mean, I could see it.
Because we were in Superhero Valley, and that's kind of dying down. And this is going to be
sci-fi.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
This is an extermination.
Because this feels epic. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's fight like demons.
Ooh. He's a handsome man, too.
That's another handsome man.
This is the reason why I think my wife's letting me grow my hair out.
Will gnaw off his own leg to escape. What will you do?
There's a lot of handsome men. That's a handsome woman.
I know you.
She is a very handsome woman. I think the first thing I saw her in was The Greatest Showman. Another handsome man.
One day.
Oh my god.
Will be born.
Yeah, I think the only genre I love more than horror is sci-fi, so I would be so down with some more sci-fi. Especially like sci-fi epics, like I know Dune is tend to be talked about.
I must not fear.
Everybody looks good in the future.
Wait for this part. Fear this is the mind killer. This is where I got the fucking chills right here.
Hello, Duke.
Where the fear is gone, only I will remain.
Go, go, go!
There's that frickin' bullhorn sound.
Oof. Still, it's like the fourth or fifth time I've seen it, and I still get the chills there.
Oh my god, that is... Oh. Okay, right? Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to watch it.
So, this comes out December 18th, 2020, in IMAX and 3D. Okay, sure. Starring Timothée Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, Oscar Isaac, Josh Brolin, Stellan Skarsgård, Dave Bautista, Stephen Henderson, Zendaya, Chang Chen, Sharon Duncan Brewster, Charlotte Rampling, Jason Momoa, and Javier Bardem. A lot of handsome people.
Right? Oh, it's going to be... I hope it's good. And like I said, I got a lot of reading to do. I'm going to read these books, and I want to watch the original film before watching this new one, but that gets me so excited.
So, okay, this film is an international co-production of Canada, Hungary, the United Kingdom, and the United States. It is the first of a planned two-part adaptation of the 1965 novel. What? There's gonna be two parts.
It's been in the works for a while, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the book is massive.
So the original came out in 1984. I keep hearing people talk about it, and now they're talking about it more, obviously.
Yeah.
So I guess they started talking about it back in 2008? Paramount Pictures had it at one point.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a big old story about that, but I'm sold. I'll watch it.
Hell yeah. I might even, depending on the state of the world, might even try and brave the universe to go see it in IMAX just based on that last, like, 10 seconds of that trailer.
Please bring drive-through theaters back. Or drive-in theaters, please. I'll watch it in a drive-in theater. That'd be awesome.
Was it last week we talked about drive-in theaters?
Oh, it was, like, several episodes ago.
Well, and I remember talking to someone just recently, like, this week or last week, about how they were talking about bringing out the one here in Frenchtown back.
They should.
They
I would watch a movie, like, every week. I don't care.
Yeah. There's a musician that I have since discovered since this whole thing started happening. I've been watching a lot of, like, YouTube and listening to a lot of music and stuff, and came across this bluegrass player. His name's Billy Strings, and he's been doing a string of drive-in concerts.
Nice.
Yeah, and dude's fucking amazing. If you haven't seen him, if you like bluegrass at all, I implore you to please check out Billy Strings. He is going to be one of the greatest musicians of our time. But yeah, I would love to see that in a drive-in. I would love to see it on a big screen. I mean, I got a decent-sized TV and a good sound system, but it's not the same.
Yeah. I feel you on that. So we're going to lighten the mood a little bit and go with a comedy. And this is called The Comeback Trail.
You're lying.
I swear to you, I'm not lying.
All right.
Well, I'm lying a little bit, but I'm a producer. That's what I do.
Already in? I haven't seen this one yet.
Money in full, I promise you.
You got 72 hours. After that, I choke you to death.
You got 72 hours. After that, I choke you to death.
Come on, I'm not an idiot. You got
him. Zach, okay.
Accurate portrait of our investor.
All right! We've been in trouble before. We always find a way out.
Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro's like, Zach
the producer vibes, and it's hilarious.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Pierce. I'm so sorry to bother you. Can I get your autograph?
Oh, shit.
Frank Pierce was insured for $5 million.
The scumbag. He doesn't shoot a frame of film, and he makes $5 million.
Well, how would you have felt if all you had to show for it was a lousy insurance check?
Look, I got a scam.
What do you mean, a scam?
We make it look like we're actually going to be putting together
insurance check.
We heavily insured a star who'll do his own stunts. You're Duke Montana?
Yeah, that's Duke Montana. What are you doing, Duke Montana?
Come on, daily game. Russian
roulette. Holy shit, he got old.
Yeah, everybody's old. It's making me sad.
I really connected to the story.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but Duke, it's like a Western, you know, it's very masculine.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
He's dead. And then we're rich. We're rich.
I mean, this is not going to win a lot of awards, but it just, it's entertaining.
You know, sometimes that's, you don't have to have Duke, it be a good movie.
My God, you're alive.
You don't know this guy. He's got like 9 lives.
It's not that hard to kill somebody.
We're shooting this fantastic Roper scene.
It's like a few episodes ago, we were talking about misleading trailers. We watched the Fired Up trailer, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not going to win any awards, but goddamn it, if it's not a movie that I'll watch every time I come across it.
Or no, it's just like this cast piqued my interest, and I was like, okay. And then I like watched this, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Rent it maybe, you know, but it just, the cast brought me to it. I'm like, this is going to be funny.
It looks good.
I don't believe in ostentatious flamboyance.
What are you, stupid?
No!
What are you, stupid? Oh, man.
It's just, you would not see these actors together in a film, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean,
together. It's weird. And for those who haven't watched the trailer yet, it stars Robert De Niro, Tommy Lee Jones, Morgan Freeman, Zach Braff, Emile Hirsch, Eddie Griffin.
And I can't remember the last thing I've seen him in.
I know, right? This comes out in November 13th, 2020. Yeah, it's just, it's a goofy, it looks like a goofy movie. It's a crime comedy film, and it's a remake of the 1982 film with the same name. But yeah, it's a film producer. The premise of this is a film producer is in debt to the mob, and he writes a badly written Western movie and hopes to kill the aging star so he can pay off his debt. So, it's like The Producers, but not like Broadway.
Yeah, except they're not trying to write a flop and cash in on it. They're trying to kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we would lighten the mood. I mean, it's not gonna have everybody go to the movies for, but I don't know. I thought this was funny.
Yeah, it looks fun. Like you said, especially if it comes out on digital, that's something I'd rent first day and then maybe buy it cheap or something if it pans out, because sometimes trailers can be misleading. But
yeah,
I am definitely interested in that. That looks great.
Our next film trailer that we have is an indie film. I wanted to go off the cuff of what everybody else is watching. This one piqued my interest too when I was searching for trailers, and this trailer premiered at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. And this is called Save Yourself.
Third time's a charm.
Okay. One, two, three.
Hello, this is Jack.
And Sue.
We are going offline for one whole week.
I would love to do something tangible.
I want to figure out who I am.
But we will be back June 9th.
No laptops, no phones, no connecting to anything.
Thank you.
I've been restoring my grandfather's cabin upstate. Actually, y'all should go up there.
That
would be great.
Yeah.
We're not checking our email either, guys, and we're not kidding.
Okay. Bye, world.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank
you. It's good that we're quiet.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't seen this, and I am already interested.
So nice.
Nice. You're a genius.
I can see this going horribly wrong any second now, though.
Just feel, I know. It's like, what did you would never expect what kind of genre very this movie skills. Is.
Well, I'm getting very hard Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I've been wanting to YouTube how to make a trap to catch a rabbit so bad.
Shooting star.
Oh my god.
Did that one hit the earth?
What is that? Has this been here the whole time?
The poof? I don't know.
Oh, probably. What the fuck are those called in Star Trek?
What are these called? We need to turn our phones. Don't back feed off. It after midnight, though, right?
Sorry, making a smoothie. Listen, it's getting weird here in New York.
Serena, hello, are you there? Well, there's some kind of alien. Very dangerous.
Aliens?
Oh, God.
Alien. It's always aliens.
What?
Puff on the roof!
Puff on the roof!
Sean Connery say to the hostage who had a beard, I came here to shave you.
Are we gonna have to shave ourselves?
Ooh, that one looked like it had a face.
Go to the wood pile and get the axe. I'm gonna go into the cabin, get the grab bags by the door, and then we'll wing back in the car and we'll reverse.
Okay, reverse, go to the wood pile, go back to the door, get the gold bags, get outside, Abe, we'll take the other.
Are you listening or are you repeating?
Can't you go to the axe? Just one more time.
just one more time. All right. Definitely interested in that one.
Yeah.
Having a massive brain fart because I'm hating myself for not remembering. As in the Star Trek, the original series, I think it's like the first or second episode.
Tribble. What is it?
Trouble, yeah. Trouble with tribbles.
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking tribble.
So,
Trouble with Tribbles, that's the name of it.
Yeah, so this trailer came out on September 11th, but it premiered in January of this year at the Sundance Film Festival, so we're now first seeing it, like us little plebs, you know, first seeing it for the first time. So this will be coming out October 2nd, 2020, which is just right around the corner. And let's see, It's starring Sunita Mani, John Paul Reynolds, John Early, and Joe Firestone, and it's a Brooklyn couple decided to disconnect by ditching their phones for a weekend and wind up missing news of an alien attack. So,
such a brilliant concept. That is so fucking funny and kind of topical too, with how some of our, not necessarily youths, but how people can be these days with internet culture. That's so brilliant. I cannot wait to see that. Go ahead.
You can't just like dismiss indie films anymore. Like, these are like the best forms of entertainment, I think, nowadays. Like, yeah, we want the epicness of Dune, but sometimes you need like an indie film to like center you.
Well, and what's great about them too is they don't have to answer to like a big fucking studio or anything, so they can kind of do whatever they want. I'm trying to look it up right now. There was kind of like an independent comedy film that I saw years ago with David Cross in it. It was about the end of the world. That kind of reminded me of, ooh, It's a Disaster. I think that's it. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. It's like a bunch of friends who haven't seen each other in a while throw like a brunch or something. Let's see what this says here. Four couples meet for Saturday brunch, only discover they are stuck in a house together as the world may be about to end. That's all you need. Watch that one, too.
Okay.
That's a fucking good one. I mean, I guess that's all I got to say about it. I'm all smiles right now. That was fantastic.
Now we're on to our last and final trailer, which is a game trailer that premiered today at the time of recording this. So last week, to the people that are listening to this for the first time on our published date, this is the Hogwarts Legacy trailer.
I've been waiting for this to drop since it got leaked, like, was that 3 years ago?
Was it 3 years ago?
It's like 2.5, 3 years ago. I remember it being winter, and it wasn't last winter, so it might have been 2 years ago.
Magic, both beautiful and powerful, binds together our long history.
I'm surprised by the graphics. Was not expecting this cartoony version of it.
Yeah, well, it's an open world RPG. And the cinematics are kind of cartoony, but they get into some faux gameplay a little bit. And it doesn't look as silly, but still kind of silly.
Every corridor, every portrait, every stone in this castle tells the story of witches and wizards who came before.
Yeah. So I think that means you're going to get sorted into a house.
And grow into your own.
Hopefully you can pick your house.
In the classrooms of the world's most talented professors. And while your journey begins at Hogwarts, brewing potions.
I think it was WB, is that what it said? Fantastic
beasts. I wasn't paying attention.
Someone else. Mastering
spells. It looks very familiar. There is a larger world beyond
these walls. It almost kind of looks like Fable to me. Dangers
you can't. Yeah, and like, remember those Bully games?
Long gone from this world. I remember Bully from Rockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar, like Rockstar-esque.
That strange and mysterious talent you possess may be the key to unlocking this.
Kind of surprised at the lackluster graphics. I don't know why.
Yeah. It is limitless. And this may still be like early. I know it's coming out next year, so it could still be kind of early.
The journey ahead.
But I don't think it looks too bad. Everything doesn't need to look amazing.
No. It's very Fable-esque.
Yeah, well, and I know CD Projekt Red obviously kind of ruined graphics for open-world RPGs because The Witcher 3 was so good, and it looked so good at the time. Still looks really good to this day. Yeah, Portkey Games, WB, and Avalanche.
Okay. Not too familiar with them.
They're not huge studios, from what I can remember. Avalanche is the only one that I don't know. Because, like, Portkey and WB are the ones that did, like, the mobile Harry Potter games.
Yeah, like you said, and like the trailer says, it will debut in 2021, no kind of date of beginning or end of it. So PlayStation 5 kind of had like a announcement at the time of this recording. So they gave their final prices for both type of systems that are coming out, one with digital and one with a
console.
The hard disk version. And this was one of the things that got premiered with it. This is not a PlayStation 5 exclusive, but it will also be on the Xbox X, S, and One, and along with the PC. So I was kind of hesitant about talking about this because of what is going on with JKR right now. She is a known transphobe, and it's a big no-no. And like we talked about in the last episode, we need to try to
separate the artist from the art.
Yeah, which this one's kind of a little harder because she is the creator of these worlds. Mm-hmm. So
see, and I think it helps for me to know that she's not a part of this, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's using her property, but you know, it's not like she's gonna make some money off of it. That's a big no-no. But the fact that she's not having any kind of creative control over it, from what we gather, makes it a little easier for me. But it is definitely a big issue in the world right now, and I don't agree with her worldviews. But I mean, I saw something recently with the cast of the Harry Potter films coming out as supporting trans lives and stuff. And so, you know, 5 to 6 actors coming out against one person who created this world, but they were a huge part of this world as well, kind of checks and balances type thing. I don't want to sound ignorant, but you know, she created it, but not one person brought that world to life. At least for cinema, I suppose.
Yeah. It's just hard because I'm a little conflicted. Harry Potter has not been like a big part of my life, but it's been a big part of a lot of people's lives, especially the trans community, to help them come out and or see themselves in different characters and everything, and just have this person that created the world that they love turn into this like ugly person from the inside saying that their lives don't matter. It's an issue for me, and so it's hard to think about. Like,
yeah,
I know we don't talk about social problems on this podcast, but this just hit a note because I was just like, it looks good, and yeah, I'm kind of picking it apart because I wasn't expecting the graphics. I thought with everybody talking about it, I thought it'd be a little bit higher key, but it is what it is, and it looks interesting. But that little nastiness of JK in the background is still in my mind, so I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know what the right wink is.
Well, I guess I don't know enough about it to know that she was saying that their lives don't matter. I just remember hearing that she was saying trans women aren't real women and trans men aren't real men. I didn't know she was saying things like their lives don't matter and shit. That's fucked up.
Well, maybe she didn't say that, but by saying that they are not
who they who say they are. Yeah.
See, they are. They basically don't matter to her because she's like, I don't care who you are, I'm gonna call you this because this is my narrow view of life.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's a tough conversation to get into, and like you said, we try not to get into social politics too much onto this show, because I know you and I both believe we're all inclusive and everybody should love everybody, and you know, I end almost every show by quoting Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other. There needs to be more love in the world, and it sucks when people that create something that you idolize or would consider a hero turn out to be pieces of shit, in my opinion. It happened with me years ago. I grew up reading Orson Scott Card's Ender's Game. It was my favorite book for many, many, many years. Since the first grade, I read it the first time, and I would read it constantly. And then it turns out that he's a huge misogynist and kind of a bit of a racist and a huge piece of shit. And it sucked. I still love the book. You know, it's very close to me. But I no longer think of Orson Scott Card the way that I did, but I will still always love that book. It's tough, and it sucks. It sucks when people that you thought were cool aren't cool.
Sorry to end on a very sour note, but I guess let's bring it into the question of the episode. Which trailer of the six that we watched for this episode did you think is the most appealing out of all of them? I know we went across TV, movie, and video games, but is there any of them that just stands out more to you? Or is there a new trailer that you saw that we didn't mention at all that you want us to note in the next episode? That would be great too, because there's a lot of trailers coming out, and I can't believe it. Despite the fact that we're in a pandemic, there's going to be a lull soon. You know there is.
Yeah, I mean, at some point it's gotta stop. Especially yeah. With the pandemic that happened, you know, at some point they're going to ride out of stuff. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, that will do it for us for this episode. I hope you like the new trailers. Like I said, we are going to do this once a month to keep everyone into the loop. And hopefully you do like these more, and we will continue to do more. We have one more episode of September left, and we hope that you'll be excellent to each other to enjoy that last one. And then we'll get into spooky season with next month, and we have a lot of great episodes to look forward to.
I'm so excited for spooky season.
So you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Podchaser, Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, any podcasting app that you can think of. Or you can follow us on Captivate.fm, where our host is. And please subscribe to us so you don't miss any notification of any new episodes. We publish every Tuesday. Just remember Trailer Tuesday. And don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us get a little bit higher on the list of movie podcasts, so everybody can see us and we can grow a little bit larger. And the larger we grow, the more giveaways we can do, the more guest episodes we can do. We can expand more. We actually have some t-shirt designs in the work right now. So, yeah. The bigger we grow, the more Cassie and Anthony you'll get. So,
and less video game trailers.
And less video game trailers, because you guys hate that. But yeah, that will do it for us for this episode.
Thank you so much. Wash your fucking hands.